What makes the difference is the guidance. By guidance, we can understand things which are extremely difficult in a matter of short time. One of the great difficulties in Krishna's transcendental pastimes, especially for us as Padayatris, is that these pastimes are going on eternally, although with our present material senses we are not able to understand them. In the books of the Goswamis, there is a difference between the manifest or the prakat lila of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the unmanifest or the aprakat lila. When Krishna was present, his pastimes were visible. Not everyone understood these pastimes, because the Lord can only be understood by his bhaktas, but they were visible. Then Krishna left, and his pastimes went on in an unseen way, in an unmanifested way, and they are still going on eternally in Vrindavan. Like we have heard today from our able guide, by whose words we are seeing or understanding a little bit of that the mystery of Krishna's pastimes, that actually this night he's going to take refreshments in his during his Rasa Lila dance. So we could maybe post our Adishesh or someone next to the pot and asked him in the morning, have you seen how Radha and Krishna came by and took the sweet rice? It is likely that Adishesh Prabhu will say, no, I have not seen. Because these leelas are aprakat, or not manifested, at least not to our material senses. Would we... We want to give a very simple example from modern physics to illustrate this point. In a room which is pervaded by radio waves, you can hear, there is a radio concert. Maybe since we are in India, Lata Mangeshkar is singing. However, only if we have the right machine, which is a radio receiver, we will be able to catch those sound waves, and we will be able to hear the concert within the room. Although the radio waves are within the room, they are clearly there. Without the proper instrument, they cannot actually be appreciated, and they cannot actually be seen or heard. In this case. So, although Krishna's transcendental eternal pastimes are still going on, without the proper receiver, it is not possible for us to understand and see them. So, this is an important point to be considered by one and all here on this Braj Manda Parikram. It has been explained by Narottam Das Thakur that by reading the literatures left by the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, we will actually obtain the receiving instrument whereby which we can understand the eternal pastimes of the Lord. He said, by reading the literature of the Goswamis, we can actually enter within those pastimes. This shows you how the six Goswamis are of immediate importance to our Braj Mandal Parikram and also to our future ongoing lives as devotees in this wonderful movement. The heart is the receiving instrument. That heart can receive Krishna. He can actually place, he can actually be seated within the heart. But the heart must be properly tuned and properly trained. Otherwise, it is a receiving instrument of Maya. We will all see during this Braj Mandal Parikram how it is essential to tune the heart in the proper way. If the heart is not tuned properly, after some time we will think of German water, German bread and German butter. Don't laugh, but when we were the first time in a Vrindavan. Thank you very much. There was a constant thought. So, when we were first in Vrindavan, our stomachs were not tuned in to sabji and chapati and chilies, and there was some problem. And then our minds were hankering, oh, Germany, sweet Germany, when will you manifest your presence here in the form of bread and butter? And Loganath Maharaj knows from traveling, from guiding our Nitai Go World Traveling Sankirtan Party, that the German devotees became very, very attracted to their particular usual eating habits, and they would go on strike with the simple Goswami like nourishment which Loganath Swami was offering us. So
we
always had our alternative food with us. Peanut and so on and so forth. So the heart, when it is not properly tuned, will be a resting place of unpleasant things. And then Krishna will not take his residence there. You can choose whether you will hear the Krishna symphony within your heart or Maya's symphony. You can choose on Mandal Parikram whether you want to be in tune with Krishna's flute or with Maya's rock and roll. And this can be done by choosing what program you will listen to. Either Krishna's program or Maya's program. Just like when you have a radio, there's a choice between different alternatives. So our heart has to be tuned in properly. For us this means let us receive the holy name either on japa or by the help of our namhatis from Gaur Mandal Bhumi. Let us chant and join their chanting. Let us hear from Krishna book. Let us hear most important from our sadhu. And in this way, we can tune our heart. Now to enter this dimension of Krishna consciousness, we need to tune, and we need to do it according to the direction. Someone who does not follow the directions in tuning, he will not be able to hear the Krishna program. This direction is given by the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and by the invitation of the Vaishnavas, we will hear a seminar during the four ongoing weeks, where we will talk on the lives and teachings of each one of those six Goswamis. And it is hoped that this discussion will help us to tune our hearts to the wonderful Krishna program which is eternally going on in Brajdham, so that we will be able to attain a maximum benefit of this Brajmandra Parikram. Each one of us should become highly greedy to obtain the maximum benefit. When someone is opening a supermarket for you and says, now you can within 6 hours take every valuable thing in the supermarket and it is yours, you will not waste 1 minute, you will not talk about the weather, you will not talk about the pains in your foot, you will not talk about so many other things which usually would occupy your talking capacity. In that time where you can take for free everything which you can grasp and get, you will be single-mindedly going for the valuables. In a similar way, we have now a certain amount of time up to the 21st of November. Let us not waste our time during this Brajmandra Parikram. Let us become aware that the treasure house is open. Every year is the birthday place of Krishna. There is certain Leela stands of Krishna where his Leelas have been taken place. And we can go there, we can throw our bodies into the dust and we can pray, my dear Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Balaram, please give me the strength to serve you. And we will obtain great benefit. The Lord is very, very merciful at home. Here he is at home. He is already very happy that we have finally managed, after many millions of births and deaths, to knock on his door. Here is your das, your servant. Sorry, forgot you. Did so much nonsense. Now please don't kick me away. I may be very unqualified, sweating, and my heart may be not yet fit as a resting place for you. But please, I'm knocking at your door. Don't turn me away. The Lord is very merciful at his home. Oh yes, coming. Like one of our Vaishnavas was saying, I can't believe that I'm in Vrindavan. I'm grabbing the stone, and I see it is solid. There must be a stone, a Vrindavan stone. I'm breathing the air, and I feel some smelling sensation. I can't believe I'm here. Yes, you are here. You are at the home of the Lord. You may not see, because his home is not so gross that our gross receiving instruments can see. No, we have to tune our special receiver, the heart, to understand. Now, therefore, we have to follow the Goswamis. Now, this rest of this presentation will go a little jaldi, a little fast. We want to now read to you more or less quotes by the different acharyas on the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada wrote once how important the Goswamis of Vrindavan are for each one of us. He says, if a devotee seeks shelter and pray for their mercy, all impediments will be mitigated and the transcendental devotional desire to serve the Supreme Lord will be fulfilled. You may come here and desire the seva, the service of Krishna, but you need recommendation. Radharani's recommendation we all need in order to go to Krishna. But we need also the recommendation of the Goswamis. If the Goswamis recommend us, if the Goswamis give us all protection, protection from our mind, which is sometimes full of material tendencies, and protection even from the thorns of Vrindavan, which may penetrate our soft western feet, then we can be successful without any doubt. Therefore, Narottam Das Goswami prays, I offer my obeisances to the feet of the six Goswamis. By offering them my obeisances, all obstacles to devotion are destroyed and all spiritual desires are fulfilled. Have you heard? By obeisances to the six Goswamis, all spiritual desires are fulfilled. This is a supermarket. I am the servant, Narottam Das Thakur prays, of that person who is the servant of these six Goswamis. And now he becomes very transcendental. He said, the dust, the dhuli, of their holy feet is my five kinds of foodstuffs. He says, I don't need anything else but the mercy of the six Goswamis. This is my desire, that birth after birth I may live with those devotees who serve the lotus feet of these six Goswamis. And Prabhupada, he says, therefore the real point is that the devotees should always think themselves as a servant of the six Goswamis. As we pray this. But Rupa Manobishtam? Sri Chaitanya. Say, yes. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam. Svapitam
yena bhutale
svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam. We want to what is the translation, please? Loganath Maharaj, what is
the translation?
The translation is, when will my heart be fulfilled with the mission of Rupa Goswami?
Chaitanya Rupa Goswami has understood what is in the mind or on the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has succeeded in establishing the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unto, so his lotus feet may kick my head.
Yes. Rupa, here you can hear, Rupa Goswami has understood the mission and he has established. So through him, we will not only understand Radha Krishna Leela, that will be occupying our thought during this parikam. No, we will also understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. We will be strengthened to go to the Western world if we come from there, this unfortunate place, and continue our preaching in a very good way. So, to understand the Goswamis, let us please understand two things. One is, as the Nitya Siddhas it is quite esoteric, but let us hear also, in their Manjari identities, in their identities as servants of the gopis, they are eternally engaged in the topmost service to the divine couple. The Goswamis all are present during this Ras Purnim night, and they are helping in various activities during the Ras performances, the dance performance of the Lord. And they also appear here with the most merciful incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and help him spread the movement. So when we will hear about the Goswamis, we will always hear about these two aspects. One is their identities in Krishna Leela, and the other is their identities and teachings in Chaitanya Leela. We have to follow the six Goswamis. They give us the protection, the guidance and the help which we need. Within this week we might hear from Rupa Goswami. He has written a handbook for those who want to practice Krishna consciousness, which is the nectar of instruction. We will also hear many valuable instructions from there. Vacha vegam manasa vegam krodha vegam udara prashta vegam, and so on and so forth. We will hear that we have to control our tongue, our mind, our anger, everything, put it in the service of Krishna. We will also hear to control our stomach, our tongue, our genital. They have given us these very important instructions for the sadhakas, but they have also narrated how the flute was stolen from Krishna and how he got this flute back, and how to calm the hair of Srimati Radharani, and many, many things which are very sweet. See, if we do not follow the six Goswami's basic instructions, and therefore this evening we will talk about this aspect of the teachings of the Goswamis, we will never be able to understand Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness can be understood for one who controls his mind and senses. The mind is the greatest enemy and has to be made the friend. If the mind is not controlled and follows the dictations of the senses, he will drag us far, far away from Krishna. Even on Braj Manda Parikram, if we do not control the mind, he will drag us back to Europe, or to Rajasthan, or to Delhi. What a place. And so on and so forth. The mind must be controlled by controlling the senses, by controlling our talk. By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the mind can be easily controlled. If it is not controlled, the urges of the senses will control the mind and will drag us into the material world, where we will remain bound. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My mind is always in Vrindavan. Man mana bhuva mat bhakto." I do not know the quotation, but he has said, "My mind is always in Vrindavan." Krishna has said, "Man mana bhuva mat bhakto." Think always of Krishna. Think always of the holy places. That means also think of Krishna. Become the devotee of Krishna. Offer the obeisances to Krishna. Namaskaru and worship Krishna. This is how we should treat our lives. This is the business of the Goswami. To either think of Krishna, to worship Krishna, to offer the obeisances to Krishna, and to become the devotee of Krishna. Now, during Braj Manda Parikram, that's all we do. We will only hear about Krishna, and that will force us to think of Krishna. We will worship Krishna. In the evening, we will start the Damodar, and we will offer lamps to the Lord, and we will have ample opportunities to throw our bodies in obeisances to Krishna. Please, do not become lazy in making obeisances. Understand, this is good. This is following Krishna's instruction. This may be a little physically strenuous, but the head might become very red to always make obeisances, but it is very good. That is the business of the Goswamis. Always be engaged in Krishna. What did the Goswamis do? They chanted. The holy names was never absent from the mouth of Raghunath Goswami. And his tears were always wet from his sweet kirtan. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, it is said he was always chanting the Srimad Bhagavatam in different tunes, and anyone who would hear this, he would faint in ecstasy. One time, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was lying unconscious for 1 hour after hearing one verse of the Bhagavatam. Couldn't control himself. Then there were writing. At that time, writing was not an easy affair. You had to have palm leaves, and you had to have the extracts from different flowers to use as a tinta, the ink. You couldn't just have a ball pen. I had a notebook. Very difficult. And light, there was not always light. It is said sometimes Sanatana Goswami would sometimes burn the dry leaves to have light to write. You know, he was so busy, he used even the hours of the night. You will be glad to hear, they were sleeping only 2 hours. Sometimes 1.5 hours. And when they were so much in ecstasy, not even that. They were chanting somewhere, singing somewhere. This is the business of the Goswami. Also here I cannot control my affection for our guide into the spiritual world. When we were with our Lokanath Swami in a Nitagore world traveling Sankirtan party, I was always extremely shocked by his transcendental nature. We would end our program. We had a preaching program at 11 o'clock in the night, and then he would still continue chanting. And he was chanting so ecstatic that for ourselves it was not possible to sleep. We wanted to sleep, I must admit, was full of material tendencies for sleeping, desires to sleep. It was anyways not possible, so I decided, well, might as well surrender and join the party. We went dancing. I know he doesn't like this, but this is like a Goswami. Very more attracted to kirtan than to sleeping. It's very admirable qualities, and we hope one day this shadow of these qualities might come in the heart. They were reading. They were talking about Krishna. Raghunath Goswami gave a lecture each day for 4 hours. Yes, 4 hours. And who was his audience? Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj. Krishna Das Kaviraj compiled his Chaitanya Charitamrita from the notes he took during the lecture of Raghunath Das Goswami in Radhakund. And they were always thinking of Krishna. In their mind, they were serving Krishna. They did not waste one thought. They were worshipping Krishna. They had their deities. Raghunath Goswami, he was having the Shalagram Shila, Gaurvadhan Shila, sorry, not Shalagram Shila, Gaurvadhan Shila, which he worshipped. This Shila was worshipped by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave it to him. So, anyway, we will hear each Goswami's worship. And sometimes they were also cooking for Krishna. They were eating Krishna prasadam. Krishna, 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 Krishna. That was all they knew throughout the day. This is the activities of the Goswamis. So we can follow. We should also either chant. Some of us might like to write some notes from what we hear. We should read. We should talk. Talk what you have heard. You should think, worship, and eat. Enough. Nice prasadam. Consider, like the Goswamis, the time is wasted when it is not engaged in this. Let us come to the end. Now, the Goswamis, this is highly interesting also for us to hear, and of great importance for our guidance. They never thought that they had attained Krishna. No, they never thought that they had attained Krishna. He Radhe Brajadevike Chalalite He Nanda Shunukuta. Where is Krishna? Once I remember Prabhupada talking in Hyderabad, and he was mentioned, there was a question from a man from the audience. The man said something highly unpalatable. He said, yeah, my grandmother, she was visited by Krishna. There was a cloud, and all of a sudden, there was sucking sounds, and she was breastfeeding Krishna. So unpalatable. He was saying the rotten body of the grandmother was so unpalatable. Let us not consider this. Let us not pollute our minds. This, I heard, you sometimes can hear from Indians, isn't it? Not always. This outrageous, if a conditioned soul thinks he get. Anyways, let us not think about this. Let us not, when we follow this path of the Goswami, think, oh, we have attained Krishna. Let us follow. Where are you, Krishna? We pralamba. Let us understand we are separated from Krishna. We are walking here through Vrindavan with our bodies, and we want to become Krishna conscious. But this body sometimes is such an obstacle. It gets tired. It gets a headache. It gets mucus in the nose and in the brain. And in this way, it is difficult. Let us feel some separation. Oh, Krishna, I want to come from you to you. That's easiest. That is a teaching of the Goswamis, to feel that. And then, the other aspect, Goswamis were very kind. Sometimes, we might become, because it is sweaty and it is strenuous for us, a little restless, and we might become a little unkind if we are strained, if there is not sufficient prasadam of the monkeys steal away our shirts and kurtas, and our socks are not there any longer, and the train might disturb the whole night, the Vaishnav next to us might insist to make a snoring concert, and so on and so forth. No, let us remain kind to everyone. The Goswamis were always there for the people in general. Even when the man quarreled with the wife, they were hearing the problem and offering the advice. Now do this, do that. They were, so even ordinary men were highly kind to them, and therefore they were highly respected. You cannot demand respect. Respect will come if you follow the Goswamis, if you follow the pure Vaishnavas by being also kind to everyone. Then automatically it comes. Let us never lose our temper. Let us never become envious on the ordinary people, on each other. No, the Goswami taught, Goswamis taught us, everyone should be brought to Krishna consciousness. This is also what we want. We want to become Krishna conscious, and we want to spread it to others. Let us not be selfish. Our Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was so merciful. He said, I don't care for so many temples. If by selling all these buildings I can save one man from the material disease, my mission will be successful. This is what the real Goswamis always want to preach. So unless we follow these principles as we understand from the Goswamis, we will not be so successful in this Brajmandir Parikram. But since every one of us here, of you here, is highly eager, therefore, please consider the example of the Goswamis. Try to follow, not imitate. We will not be able to sleep 2 hours or less. We need sufficient amount, and we will not be able to just live on buttermilk. We will, it is all right if we eat sufficient quantities of sweet rice and alava and upma and so on and so forth. Let us also take care that our material bodies will not disturb us too much by following the health advices given. But then let us spend our attention on following the Goswamis. Six Goswamis of Vrindavan ki jai! The highest Goswami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Go, Premananda! Hari Hari Bol! So, thank you very much for listening. We will now stop this lecture. We will also not ask for questions at this time because this was all pretty clear and it is evening time. Please follow what our Lokanath Swami has advised us. Go early to bed so that you are ready for the wonderful next day which we will have with its many highlights and high points in this Mathura Parigram. Hare Krishna. Good. So, Hare Krishna.